Let's talk about the fact that we both had really unfair expectations of each other. She could have easily dumped me that year, and she would have been fair for doing that.
Both
it would
of
have been
us,
reasonable.
both of us would have been justified to break up with each other, I think. There was a point in our relationship where we like switched, sort of. When we started dating, we were different everything. We were different political parties. We had different philosophical perspectives. Our personalities, we were introverted, but we were quite opposite. And there was a point when everything switched.
Hey, homebodies. Welcome back to the Introvert City Podcast, where we discuss culture, media, and faith from the perspective of an introvert's complex mind. I'm Seth.
And I'm Karina.
And we're back. Last week, you guys got to meet Corey.
Yay!
And I actually really enjoyed that episode.
That episode was so fun. But our apologies that it was not able to be on video. Our cameras were being stupid, and my SD cards were being stupid. And it didn't work out. But the episode was really, really good, really productive, fruitful, fun, and heavy conversation. So go check it out. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, it's accessible everywhere.
Yeah, he has a great story and a great origin story. He has like a really great
Guys,
story.
Seth burps and every single time we try to do the intro, I swear you're doing it on purpose.
I was trying to hide it, but Corey has a great story. That rhymed. Corey
hey!
Has a great story.
It's almost like you're a rapper or something.
Really powerful backstory, and we appreciate that he was able to come on and talk about his passion and his origin, sure.
Yeah, it was a really cool episode. I felt just so honored to have been here listening to his story. It was a lot more eventful than I imagined his childhood. So we got into all of that and his passion for music. Go check it out is what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
And guys, before we go any further, please subscribe. I'm not going to ask you again.
Please.
Just do it.
Most of you aren't subscribed.
80%. I don't know if that's actually true.
But you can do it. It's free.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want something that's free? You don't even have to pay for it.
Yes, exactly.
You can literally
just do it.
Just do it.
We love you guys.
Thank you. Anyway, yesterday was actually a pretty special day. I know that now that we've been together for a few years, celebrating like, you know, 1 month, 2 month, half a year, we don't really do that anymore. But
yeah.
Yesterday was 3.5 years that we've been together, which is pretty cool.
That's crazy.
Which means that we've actually almost known each other for 4 years because we met in August. So that's actually pretty soon. I just thought a lot about our relationship and how things have moved so fast. And we've actually been – 3 years is a lot longer than I thought it was.
Me too.
Like 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago. Well, so in 2020 at this time in 2020, I was a junior becoming a senior.
In high school.
I was 17 years old.
Yeah.
I was different. You can watch that story. But anyway.
You get into it a little bit. I sort of want to talk about how we've changed as people, as well as a couple, too.
So, as you guys remember, we both had our testimony stories before Mr. Garlic's episode in season one, which you guys should watch if you have not, if you're new. And I was a different person at the time, but I've talked about that a lot, and Miss Karina has talked about it a lot.
Yeah. Not about you, about me. I was a different person too.
Yeah. It's just that we thought about so much, and not even just that we're different people, but the people in our lives are so different too. Like you know, there was a picture you took of me and your brother, Anthony, I think.
Oh my gosh, I know what you're talking
about. And he looks so small.
Yeah.
Like I was like, dude, this is a child.
Because we met during the prime years of my brother's changing, because they were, oh gosh, what, 3 years ago? That would have made them like 15 and 12. Yeah.
They're your brothers. You should know their age.
I think. But like that's, you know, people are changing. And now I think my brother's as tall as you or almost.
Your brother's gotten pretty tall.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was just thinking about that. And yeah, it's crazy to think about that or the friends that we had at the time. Like, I have almost a complete different friend group, like, than I do now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, back then I had friends who, some of them I don't even talk to completely anymore. And like now it's like I have a complete, when I was in that age in like my high school, I was like, these friends I have to have forever and I can never let them go and I'll
That's
be
how
sad
I felt
if I,
too, yeah.
But like so many of them, and not that I hate them or anything, just so many of them I've lost connection with or just don't talk to, and like it has not affected me as bad as I thought it would.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And sometimes it's good to move on and keep going if it means that it's for a better opportunity in your life. So
that was well said.
But it was just yesterday. Our 4-year anniversary is in December, and this is halfway through the year. So we thought that we'd celebrate by having a little old episode just about relationships.
Old episode. That was cute.
Because relationship episodes are very popular and we want views. Which is true, but not completely true.
Boy.
We also did just want to talk about relationships. I mean, we want to talk about in particular.
Okay, can I say something?
What?
Actually, the episodes of us two just talking about our relationship are about the same as every other episode.
Okay, fine.
So you just pulled that out of nowhere. But that's okay. I love talking about our relationship. It's one of my favorite things to talk about.
So you just pulled that out of nowhere.
So, guys, today... Okay. Where do I even start?
I'm sorry. Okay. I'll start off. Today we want to take a moment, you know, an episode today just to talk about our relationship and why we think that it can be really important to kind of push each other just from our own personal experience. There ain't no facts in this episode. Don't be coming here looking for stats because we ain't got them.
Except for that 80% of you aren't subscribed, but that's it.
80% of you aren't subscribed. So hit that subscribe and the like button. If you haven't hit the like button, hit the like button. If you've only hit the like button, hit the subscribe button too.
Period.
And then if you
I
see
think
the
they
bell,
get it though.
Make the bell blue. If the bell is not blue, you don't have notifications. So you got to get the bell blue and the like blue, and then you got to press subscribe.
I'm going to make a reel out of that. But I think we wanted to talk about this today in particular. I mean, not in particular. This is kind of an in-between episode because we had a guest last week. And foreshadow, we are having a guest next week that you guys, it's going to be a great episode. But this episode was kind of just like, what can we talk about to keep the artistic introverted conversations going and talk about our personal lives? And I hope that it never comes off as when we talk about our relationship that we're giving advice, or even if we are giving advice, that we're saying that this is the only way to do something. Because I have said this before and I will say it again. When I was like a teenager, pre-teenager, I kind of grew up watching those YouTube videos of couples sitting in front of a camera and telling their audience exactly how to have a relationship and what steps to take. And if you do this, especially in the Christian community, then this is how a relationship is done. And so for that reason, I thought that being with someone just dating for 3 years was absurd, because why would you wait so long to get married? Everyone I watched got married after 4 months or a year or whatever. And now we're here. And like you said, it's so strange. I never thought that 3 years would feel this long, but I also never thought that it would feel, it feels long, but it also feels short at the same time. Like, it went so quick and we've changed so much. So we just wanted to talk about what that's like to start dating in high school, through college. We both have similar career passions, interests. We both want to grow in our faith. There's so many things we're working towards. And no, we didn't get married after a year when we were 18. So let's talk about that.
Let's talk about the fact that we both had really unfair expectations of each other.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is true.
That we can save for another episode, but I will say just to keep
that
it
would be
brief,
a good episode.
Just to keep it brief, we did have very, and I think most, we were kids, okay? I was 17, she was 16, we were both young, and we both were like, yeah, I'm going to get married at this time, and I'm going to get married then, and, you know, we're going to do this, and we're going to have kids like this, and like,
but that's like the standards we had for a relationship. In terms of for each other, I was very like, Disney. I need romantic picnics and I'm going to feel butterflies every single time.
In her defense, I kind of ruined it for us because...
That is true, actually.
I'm not going to say what I said, but there was something I said that was really corny and like super... It was really corny and...
I want to say it, but I won't.
But what I said was something that I was like, aha, she's going to dig this.
And I did at the time.
And then I never said it again. And then she would keep getting mad at me because I didn't say it. And I'm like, why did I say that?
He's, you know, what's sad about that is now I think back and I'm thinking, wow, so you weren't genuine when you said it. Basically, this man would just say things to romanticize the situation.
That was really intense.
And he would compliment me in certain ways that were like, obviously beyond physical appearance, like about my soul and spirit. And I was just like, wow, this is so different. And it was, I expected it to always be that way and like a Disney movie. And I think for you, I mean, what did you expect when you knew you wanted to have a girlfriend one day? What did you want that to be like?
I wanted a lot more out of Karina than she really should have had to have given me out of a relationship, especially that early on. And I was a different guy. I had a different demeanor as well. I think I've always been a pretty easygoing, lighthearted person. I don't think I've ever been straight up a mean guy, but I definitely was unfair at times. Like, I would literally tell Karina to cry about it if I hurt her feelings. Oh my gosh. It's like embarrassing to think about. Now, if I ever even get close to saying that, I'm like, what?
No, because you would say it as a joke. And I knew that's how you joked with your friends. But still, I had to sit down with you once and be like, can you not tell me to not cry, to go cry about it? Because it hurts my feelings.
Think about it this way. I was the kind of guy who was like, you never survive a Call of Duty lobby. If any of you got, she doesn't get it.
I don't get it.
Anyway, but that was the kind of guy that I was in that era of my life. And so I expected a lot out of Karina that was unfair, if I'm going to be honest, because I was not anything special. Not that I was some dirt bag, but I was not anything special at
you
the time.
You greedy dirt bag.
You greedy dirt bag.
Keep going.
But one thing that really helped our relationship is that I'm going to be honest. Karina was, and I think we've talked about this, you definitely were a bit of a pushover in our early relationship.
Like, in terms of my expectations?
Yeah, I mean, like, if I didn't fit things, you didn't care. You were like, I just want to be with a boy, and, yeah, you know, I want to, you know, have my prince or whatever. And,
okay, yeah, I know what you mean.
You were very, and it's fine. We were kids, you know? Like, but, and, you know, I kind of took advantage of that, and I was like, oh, well, she's not going to care if I do this or this or that. But then, I don't know what happened. Like, when Karina turned, like, 18 or 17, she just, like, got... She became, like a girl boss. And she just got really confident. And it scared me at first. And there was a time in our relationship where I was really jealous of Karina's accomplishments and of Karina as a whole. Like, where, you know... It might have been when you first started school, like, when you first started college, or when you graduated, you know, you had gotten, like, you were going to go to a nice school and I wasn't going to a school. You had done your senior graduation speech. You had gotten like this cool internship and this radio show. And I was like, man, what is going on with me? But the one thing that honestly pushed me was that Karina could have, I'm going to be real. I was definitely in like a deadbeat situation at that time in my life. I was like switching job to job. You know, I wasn't making that much money. My goal was to be a musician and a rapper and be famous and make money.
Can I just say...
Did you guys hear that? Did you guys hear what I just said?
No, but can I just say...
That is such like a 90s teenage...
At that time when that's all you wanted, it was so hard to talk to my parents. It was so hard to talk to them about what you wanted to do.
And it's like, don't get me wrong. If you want to go for music, go ahead.
Do it.
Do it.
But have also a backup plan for real.
Be smart about it if you're going to do that. Because I still love music and I still write and I still put out tracks every now and then and stuff like that. But I'm also going to college and I have a job and, you know, I want to have a job and I want to work and I want to provide. And, you know, I'm seeking stuff in my career field for my major, you know,
yeah.
because I had a really big faith experience that year that kind of changed a lot of things, as well as Karina just being incredibly empathetic to me. You know, she could have easily dumped me that year, and she would have been fair for doing that, but she didn't. And instead, she decided to tell me, you had some really hard conversations with me about my personality and the person I was becoming. And, like, you know, I kind of had let myself go a little bit that summer, too. My hair, my weight, my just like the way I looked, I was just letting myself go straight up. I wasn't sleeping a lot. You know, I would either eat too much or have days where I didn't eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I was just really struggling. And then like August time, I just like things just changed. You know, she and I started going on dates, you know, more often. And we just had we were just a lot closer. We started pre-engagement counseling. I think that mm-hmm. next, in the fall time or in December, in the winter.
Yeah.
In the winter. We started our show in mm-hmm. November yep. of that year. And things just got a lot better. And I think a huge part was, of course, because, you know, God is at the center of our relationship. But also because, you know, God used Karina to really push me and challenge me, because she wasn't just in a scenario where she was like, you're perfect, you're fine. She was in a scenario where it was like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? Like,
okay, you weren't
mean.
You
weren't mean, but that's basically what you meant. Like, you would talk to me and you'd be like, you can't do this. You can't show up around my family and be and have this personality and like this rudeness, because I wasn't super nice at the time.
You weren't rude. You were very internal about everything. And I mean, obviously we're introverts, that's how we are, but it was like you had this whole world of things going on in your head and it felt like you weren't expressive about anything.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
And there were so many times, and I still have problems with every now and then, but with the two of us, we're so much more open now. Like, I had such a huge problem with expressing like depression and anxiety, because that was when I really started like feeling those emotions, like really like onset. And I remember coming to Karina and telling her and just not taking any advice or anything like that. And, you know, I would get worse and then she'd be like, well, I don't know what you really want me to say. I'm trying to be here for you, but you don't want to listen, you know, and you got mad with me, and it makes sense. You know, if you keep telling someone, I hate myself, I hate my life, and every time they try to help you out and you just are like, I don't really want to do that. What are you going to expect from that person? Yeah, you might have someone who you want to just listen to you, but at some point you have to do something about the situation that you're in. Not that, depression isn't real, depression is fake, you know, you deserve to have depression. I'm sorry, I was referencing something.
You're referencing a bad video right now.
or that anyone deserves to have depression, or, you know, just because they are struggling to seek help. But I think if you're in that scenario, like, so many people put down, even in high school, just talking to your school counselor. They're not the best option, but if they're the only option, they're an option.
Yeah.
You know?
Take advantage of your resources, whatever you have.
Talking to someone, just simply shouting at someone about your problem, you know, can be the difference between, like, life and death. Seriously. I don't mean to make this such a serious, this episode took a bit of a different turn, but, you know, I don't mean to make this such a serious, you know, situation, but at the same time, you know, I think one thing that helped me out a lot with that time within our relationship is that eventually, like, there was just one night where I just kind of came to her and I just, like, let it out, and I was, like, really sad, and I had a faith experience that night, too. And I think if I never was honest and open about that, we might not be together anymore. This show might not be happening,
mm-hmm.
like, straight up, you know? And I'm not perfect, and I haven't been perfect, and I failed a lot in that time from there to now still, and I fail all the time, you know? But I have a heart of repentance. I do. I believe so. And, you know, I believe that I'm secure in my faith in God. I believe that. And I believe that I'm secure in my relationship with Karina. So, with you, you know, and even though things are, you know, like, you know, like, well, if I feel stress in my job, or if I feel stress in my career, my focus, or if I feel like, oh, they're going to let me go for this, or, oh, I'm going to drop out of school for this. Oh, I always come back and I'm like, stop. There's so much good to enjoy in your life. Even if everything goes wrong, you know, you still have your faith. You can go on.
No, I wasn't expecting you to be so transparent about everything that we've been through, especially at that time that you were mentioning, that particular time. I'm kind of reflecting on it and feeling really heavy alongside with you, just because I feel so grateful that you can sit here now and talk about all of it and talk about how you've overcome it. It's just so amazing in retrospect. And I also don't want it to seem like I jumped in and saved your life or anything. I don't think that happened. And I also think that there's a lot about me that, you know, I was headed down a bad direction too at a certain point. And I feel like there were so many times when we just held each other accountable. And I think that's important. And I think that's why it's important to date for not super long, you know, everyone's relationship is different, but to date for at least a year, to see the person in all four seasons of life. Because we talk about this a lot, but there was a point in our relationship where we like switched sort of. We started dating, we were different everything. We were different political parties. We were different. We had different philosophical perspectives, our personalities. We were introverted, but we were quite opposite. And there was a point when everything switched. I really don't know what happened, but it was like
about a year in.
Yeah, I finally started to understand you, and I kind of the pendulum swung, and I was like, oh, I'm this now. And you're like, well, I'm this now. And that was really, really hard because I didn't know what to do at that point. And I just remember we were there for each other. And during times when you mentioned you were struggling with depression at that time, but I actually, in the beginning of our relationship, was really, really struggling with it, on medication at the time. And I just think it's really cool how our experience being in each other's shoes allowed us to be there for each other and hold each other through all of that and switching positions and sides and everything. So I don't know what direction to go to because I feel kind of emotional right now, but I'm so proud of you for everything that you've overcome. And I think you're doing amazing things. There's so many projects you're working on. You're working so hard now. First of all, both of us were job hoppers, okay? Both of us worked like 10 jobs in high school. Not actually, but maybe. And we would get tired of it's amazing that we committed to each other for 3.5 years because we did not commit to jobs. So now I see you working this job, this really physically taxing job that you're at all day, making money, period. Okay. And I'm so proud of you for that. I'm so proud of how you've recognized, hey, I'm not taking care of myself in this way. I want to feel better about myself and taking those steps. And I feel like you've been that support for me as well. And I love that we can sit here and be confident in ourselves and each other, in our faith. And faith was such a hard topic to talk about in the beginning, because we were coming from different perspectives. I was coming from pretty closed-minded, this is what I grew up with, so this is what I know type of view. And you were kind of explorative, and I think you didn't really, if I can say this, commit to a particular faith. Is that okay?
Or I didn't commit to much of anything, if I'm going to be honest.
Okay. But now it's like both of us have expanded our minds, but not expanded our minds to the point where we believe everything. Like we believe in the Christian faith and we're solid in it, and we can have disagreements and whatever, but it's like you said, it's the center of what we believe and who we are. And I love that. And I love the growth that we've experienced. So all of that to say, it's very, very important to see each other through all of those phases of life. And I know people are going to come and say, oh, well, you can't really know a person. You'll find out things 10 years down the line that you didn't know. Should you wait 10 years to get married? That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying that, to be honest, if we wanted to break up, we could have. And probably both of us,
reasonable.
Both of us would have been justified to break up with each other, I think. But we stuck it through, and we're still here. And I just can't imagine trying to be engaged at that time and working through all of that.
That is why I stress to so many people that, like, you really need to push each other first and really push the boundaries, not just boundaries like that, but just boundaries in general about, you know, like your personal boundaries when it comes to your emotions.
Yeah.
When it comes to your politics, when it comes to the things you think about the world.
Controversial questions, seriously. Yeah. I know so many people, and I was this person too, especially girls. I talk to a lot of my friends now, and a lot of them say that they're afraid to ask questions that they know their boyfriend would disagree with or push back on because they don't want to start an argument. That was actually me. I remember being so terrified to ask you for your position on certain things because I was like, oh, we're going to fight. We had an episode where we talked about our first fight, which was stupid. Lost my mind when we had our first fight. I thought it was all over. I thought we were going to break up. And it's fine.
It's fine. It's fine.
I wish that I had brought up the issue that I had sooner. I think because I waited so long, it actually caused more of a problem. But please ask each other hard questions. You know, I was watching a movie not that long ago. It's a Ryan Gosling movie. It's called All Good Things, I believe. It's a thriller. It's really good. It also has the girl from who's MJ in Spider-Man. What's her name?
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, her. Okay. They're in this movie, and the two characters get married, whatever. They have this super summery romantic relationship, and they get married super fast. And they're married for like a couple months. And then they're sitting on the balcony, all cute. And she goes, do you want to have kids? And he doesn't. And she does. And that is where their problems begin. And I'm sitting there and my jaw's on the floor because I'm like, no way. She waited until they were married to ask if he wanted kids. Like, how are you not talking about those things? I know it's a movie, but I was so mad. I was so aggravated and telling everyone, like, how are you not going to talk about those things while you're dating? Because otherwise, what's the purpose of dating?
I know that, like, not everyone who dates to marry. I get that.
Okay, that's true.
But at the same time, and we won't get into that whole, you know, argument or discussion, but I know not everyone dates to get married. But I think no matter what, you know, I think that, like, if you're dating someone for long enough, like, for us, we talked about it within, like, the first month. But I think when you're with someone for long enough, the question of, you know, especially if your plan is, I want to try and be in a long-term relationship, the question of children, you know, if you want to get – the question of children, marriage, you want to move out, if you're a Christian or not, your career choices, you know, your long-term choices, where you want to live – those should all be things that you talk about within like the first few months, if I'm going to be honest.
No, seriously.
Because here's the thing. you people have no idea how, yeah, of course, people are like, oh, you want kids or not. People have no idea how big of a deal that actually is, mm-hmm. or how big of a deal where I want to live is, what I want my career to be. You know, do I want to move into a house? Do I want to rent? People don't understand that those are actually big deals.
Yeah.
Like, those are a lot bigger than you really think they are.
Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid of the response. Just ask, because it will help you in the long run, and you're better off doing it sooner rather than later. Now, I'm not saying sit down on the first date and totally harass this person and ask them all of their life goals. Don't do that. But also, don't wait until a year down the line, because that's going to get ugly, especially if you guys have differing viewpoints.
Yeah. Well, in closing, guys, be honest with each other. You know, I know that it's a lot easier said than done. And on a real, just to level with you guys, you're probably in relationships with someone who might be lying or someone who might not be completely honest with you. And not because they're trying to lie to you, but because they don't fully understand how serious this relationship is to you. Or they don't fully understand how important it really is to them yet. And I think having those open dialogues about how someone is really feeling in the relationship, because just a simple question of how much do you really love me can honestly make or break a relationship. It might be a silly question, you know, be like, how much do you love me? I love you so much to the moon and back. But asking them, you know, how do you really feel about this relationship? Where do you actually, like, do you view me as someone who's really important to you or just someone who you really like going on a date with and you like taking walks with and seeing movies with, you know? Ask those questions because you might be with someone who isn't ready for a relationship, or you might be with someone who is but doesn't realize it yet. So be honest with yourself and have them be honest with you as well.
That was really good. Thank you guys for tuning in today.
Yes, I'm Seth.
This was heavy. And I'm Karina.
You can find me at @DANEYL on Instagram.
Yes, and at @Karina_B04. Also find our podcast Instagram @The_Introvert_City on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook. Go follow us over there, see what we're up to.
And subscribe.
Subscribe and
like.
Yeah.
And share. And turn on the notification bell.
Wait, I need foreshadow. Guys, next week, we've been on a kick with like small business owners and creators and all of those things. So next week we have another really big influence in our community. I don't want to give too much away, but her story is super, super impactful, super amazing, and I can't wait for you guys to meet her next week. So don't go anywhere.
Well, you can go somewhere for now. You have 2 weeks.
Bye, homebodies.
Bye, homebodies.